And up at the coaches poll, no surprise, Paul Finebaum, Texas Longhorns, come in at numero uno. Again, not much of a surprise because they have a Manning. And when you have a Manning, you're going to get a lot of – you know, we were actually talking about this with Dan Wolkin last week. You know, if his name was not Arch Manning,
right?
Like, would we, like, have the same feelings about him?
We would – you know, I actually think it's a negative in some respects because we think it's overhyped maybe, and so we calibrate to that.
Maybe so.
Despite the fact that he's really good.
Maybe so. Maybe we say the only reason he is getting these because he's a Manning, but actually maybe he's actually really good.
Yeah.
I am a believer in Arch Manning, regardless of last name.
Yeah, I think I am too. Although he's – I mean –
threw a hell of a ball against the Louisiana Monroe – you know, defense.
More of a running quarterback than I anticipated when he was on the field last year.
Well, that's how they used him. We'll see.
Yeah, packages, I guess.
Well, we shall. That's how they got him on the field.
Right.
But, yeah, we'll see. Texas number one, Ohio State number two, Penn State three. Penn State is a team that is very popular among sharp bettors that I know. Bringing back Drew Aller. I mean, if you look around the country, there aren't a lot of teams that are doing that. There are not a lot of teams that are bringing back their starting quarterback from last year. Even Arch, although he's returning, he was not the starter, right? So this is his first year starting. Ohio State starting over. Georgia, you know, again.
People like them, too.
Gunnar Stockton was not the starter last year until he had to be. You know, Notre Dame. Clemson is returning Klubnik. Yeah. So that gives them sort of an advantage. Oregon starting over. Alabama starting over. LSU is bringing back Nussmeier, but the defense very questionable. And then you just kind of get into the rest of it, you know.
There's some surprises, though. Like, Illinois at 12 was shocking to me.
Yeah, who do they have at quarterback? Is it still
Allmar?
They
have a return. Yeah, they have a returner, I think. No, right. Let's see. I think it's Allmar. No. It is Allmar. Yeah, he's back. So they got a returning quarterback. But other than that,
Seems high.
It seems high.
Has Illinois ever been ranked that high?
Not to start the season. I don't remember them even. I mean, in season they obviously have, but I don't remember them starting the season at 12.
Yeah.
I'm not that high on Illinois, and I'm from there.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
it is the top 50. So it's tied.
Okay.
They were also 12th in 1990.
Yeah, and they were so good that year.
That was 35 years.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Since they've been, it just doesn't seem like a terribly relevant team in college football. But look at them. Brett Bielema's got them relevant.
Yep.
I mean, that's kind of nuts. Like, they just kind of feel like a random job, and they're top 12. So,
well, I think what it speaks to is the team that's there at 14, Michigan, being down, right? Because Michigan.
Yeah, that's true. They're starting over.
When Michigan is rebuilding like this, and you got a good Ohio State's good every year because they spend $4 bazillion.
That's right.
Illinois doesn't have that kind of NIL. That's the thing I'm surprised at.
Well, what it really speaks to is that. I mean, that the Big Ten's revenue share is making them competitive. And if you have the right coach, he can be a good steward of it. But there aren't really a ton of surprises. I would say if I'm a Texas Tech booster to have spent $55+ million on my athletes across sports and I'm only 24th in the country, I mean, I'd be a little disappointed with that ROI, I got to say.
That's fair.
Boise State's 25th in terms of they are the only group of six team represented, and we're not counting Notre Dame, obviously.
I like UNLV over Boise this year. I really do. I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
A lot of people are split on that.
Now, what you guys will care about in Memphis is that the Tigers did receive votes. Memphis got 34 votes, which is more than anybody else in the American. They got 34 coaches poll votes, which is Army had 33, Tulane had 31, and I think that's it from the American. But that's why when we talk about the American, Navy got 14. So four teams from the American received votes in this year's coaches poll, which is why when we talk about the American, the focus is exclusively on basketball because the football situation is not that bad. I mean, it's actually pretty good as a group of six team goes. Now, Boise State is the representative from the Pac-12. I don't think they have anybody else from the Pac-12 represented in this poll. So, you know, that's something sort of to note. I don't see a Washington State. I don't see an Oregon State. I don't see a Colorado State, obviously. So, you know, that's one thing to keep in mind is that the American top to bottom is still a better league right now than the Pac-12 in football. The problem is basketball, which we will say, I think, weekly.
Yeah.
and we're contractually obligated to say that weekly on this show.
Yes.
And then it's crazy. Like, I think I said this with you, but Goodman called me and he goes, "Hey, man, we're going to be in Birmingham October the 13th. You want to come down and help us do Media Day for the American?" I'm like, so I got to, like, talk to those people?
Yeah.
Like, I got to talk to the commissioner?
Because the main guys.
If that's a deal where it's going to be this, like, PR, like, ball washing, I'm the complete wrong candidate for that. Like, I'm going to be that down
You're
there.
You're not good at that.
I'm
and that's a positive for you, by the way. That's actually, I'm complimenting you when I tell you
that. No, I mean, look, some people are good at playing the game.
Yeah.
I
glazing up, folks.
If I don't believe in the game, I am not going to play it.
Right.
You know?
Right. Now, I'm not going to sit here and glaze the American for being this pie in the sky conference.
Just because I'm here in front of you, right. I'm not going to change my energy. You know, I mean, I might not be as harsh to you.
Goodman will take that check and sit in front of you and talk great ball.
Now, you know, you guys have improved the league scheduling. You know, I'll be like, nah, man, this is embarrassing. How could you possibly let your league get this bad?
That's tough.
But it is tough because, I mean, Pernetti obviously knows this.
Yeah. Let's welcome Tulsa to the podium.
That's right. And now, what's this jabroni's name? Eric Conkle.
Yeah, what's up with Eric Conkle?
Yeah, let's go to this dude. Rice? Is Rice in this league?
Yeah. Oh, there they are, the Owls.
Is Rice in this league? Rice, Rob Lanier, welcome to, he knows that. He understands that it's a bad, but he can't change it.
No, I get it.
He's probably getting paid, you know, $1 million.
Yeah.
And he's just, you know, going to be a good spokesman.
Be a good steward of their promotional
team. We got a great new situation in South Florida. Wow, what a hire. Brian Hodgson. He's one of the best. You know, so, yeah. You got to be able to do that.
You have to create that kind of energy.
It's not easy to do.
No.
Because, like, honestly, I feel like I'm insulting intelligence if I do that.
Right.
I'm like, I'm going to sit here and I am essentially going to, for lack of a better term, piss in your face and tell you it's raining.
Right.
You know? And I don't want to do that to you.
No.
I want to just tell you that I'm pissing your face.
Yeah. Charlotte to the podium.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, it's just the truth.
Yeah.
So,
tough.
Right. I mean, I think, like, there is a world where, and this is amazing that we're talking about college football preseason poll, and I'm still managing to bash the American Basketball League.
But you got to get it in, bro.
There is, exactly. You know, I got a week, and I'm going to use my week. I do think there's a world where, like, Wichita State, could someday be back to, you know, a credible member of the conference.
And the Aftershocks won that tournament, the 3-on-3 thing.
It appears that is the only thing they can win.
They get 9,000 for those games, John.
I mean, I swear.
The Aftershocks had 9,000 people in that stadium for that Aftershocks game.
It is amazing. And yet I saw the ending. I didn't watch the game, but I saw they won.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm like,
9,000.
You know, these people get so excited for this stupid
piss tournament.
and yet the actual college basketball program has had no juice for 7 years.
Zero.
I mean, what are we doing here? It just makes no sense. Like,
football, if I could take up the mantle for your colleague who's not here this week, football looking good.
Well, so they got votes. They got 34 votes. And, you know, you and I were talking off the air.
Let's go here.
And look, I mean, again, we got to just get it all out there and be honest. Memphis football's Twitter account tweeted a Photoshop graphic.
Yeah, I saw this.
With the RV graphic, which means receiving votes.
I thought we were putting in a RV park on Tiger Lane or something. There was some major announcement. Memphis Twitter, Nike logo, you know, all in, big image of Tiger-striped jersey, RV. Us, that's US, LBM coaches poll. Receiving votes, it turns out. So here's where I land on this. I think you have to now put everything that's awesome about every little piss thing in the world has to be on social, including if you're the Tigers, because you put that graphic out and you say, hey, and I will say this, the Tigers have a good sales story. Here's what they should really be marketing. Tiger football prices did not go up, folks. Like, everybody, including piss teams like Mississippi State, are trying to raise prices to get you to go to their games. I actually think that's their sell point. Next year, fans, you want to buy early, by the way, because they got Arkansas in there. Like, their home schedule is legit. Like,
right.
I'm actually stoked about going to see, like, South Florida, Arkansas. Like, their home thing's going to be cool.
Yeah.
So, I kind of reject the whole receiving votes thing, though, at this point. And then we're at the beginning of August because it's like, okay. Like, the Tigers are going to receive votes. I think they're going to have a harder time this year living up to the received votes than they have in the past. I'll say that. You know, what do you think? I mean, this is going to be very competitive from the group of five. When you have Boise, you got Dan Mullen, like you have some other power conference guys. Like that 24-25 slot is going to be really hard to get votes every week.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really expect them to. Look, I mean, we've talked about it a little bit before. What Memphis football has working for them this year, and look, I think the grab at receiving votes is stupid. I mean, I would just ignore
it. Okay, so I wasn't totally off on that.
No.
I think you should be saying the tickets are cheap. Put that graphic out. The RV thing is mysterious as hell. Like, nobody knows what RV is. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, I get that they have to market and cursed. I caught myself though.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
Hey, you're better than Mike Miller.
That's right. Mike Miller doesn't care.
No, he's got a pod. Yeah, I'm not disparaging Mike. Shout out to Mike for coming in.
I think he needs to show a little bit more professionalism when he comes in.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to talk for the next hour and a half and call you coach, by the way, but... So I can feel like Mike Miller.
Well, I mean, I think that's a term of respect.
It is.
I think when you sit across from me, you recognize that I'm one of the best basketball minds in the history of the game.
That was the funniest part of Miller coming in here.
He kept calling me coach, yeah.
For like 30 minutes. I'm like, bro, somebody's going to think this is a coach's show.
Well, I mean, I think it is. I think it is. Because the way I see the game, it's like a coach.
Yeah.
Coach Martin.
Yeah.
You know? I will absolutely. I mean, some of the offenses that I've installed is amazing. My favorite offense is the Lion offense.
The Lion, yeah,
that's what I like to run. But apparently,
Mike does too.
The thing we said about Memphis football is that all of their games this year that are actually like meaningful are here.
Right.
I mean, they play Arkansas here. They play South Florida here. Mm-hmm. They play Tulane here. They play Navy here.
Right.
So. Honestly, I think the market is a little slow on them. I think they should probably be the second, in terms of odds.
I didn't think about the home schedule with the help they're going to get from that.
I mean, and that's the way it goes in college football.
If you win that Arkansas game, that changes everything.
Well, yeah, Arkansas is going to be very vulnerable. I mean, I don't expect that to be a very big point spread at all. I think Memphis will be a dog, but I don't think it'll be more than three.
Right.
I think anything over three is going to get bet.
I think that sounds right.
And so, you know, all you have to do is win outright as a three-point home dog against an SEC team that's
bad.
Third from the bottom, fourth from the bottom. I mean, with a quarterback who, by the way, you've already seen in Talen Green because he was the quarterback at Boise State when they played here. And they did jump out to a big lead, but... I think, again, you have that familiarity. You know what he's going to throw at you. Arkansas is replacing a lot. Like, you're getting them also in a week between
Yeah, they've got, like, big
Ole
opponents
Miss
on either side. Yeah.
And Notre Dame.
And you're coming off, what, Chattanooga?
And you're coming off, I think, Troy, maybe.
Okay.
I mean, so you just have to handle business against Troy, but, you know, that would be the most Memphis thing ever, wouldn't it?
They lose the
road game to Troy.
Was that last year or two years ago? I saw him play Troy at home. Like, Troy's legit, like, not bad. Like, I know they're in the Sun Belt, but, like, Troy gave Memphis all they could handle, at least for three quarters.
Yeah, exactly. So
I don't know what they got this year.
But. Yeah, I don't either. I just think, you know, it makes sense that Memphis is getting votes. Now, the coaches' poll is... You know, who knows how much attention that those guys are paying because Memphis, whatever, I'll vote Memphis. Again, though, that goes back to, like, it's a default setting at this point with these dudes, you know? Like, people just assume every year Memphis football is going to be good. I talk about it all the time. Memphis football almost gets more of a benefit of the doubt than Memphis basketball does.
Yeah.
Like, Memphis basketball gets scrutinized and, oh, they don't get this player, oh, they don't get that player, you know? They get ripped for it. Memphis football just kind of has carte blanche. Like, they can do whatever the hell they want. They are. It's assumed they're going to get good players. People like Memphis football. People want it. It is amazing. Like,
yeah. And you're also not, like, the basketball team is playing Alabama. The football team is not. You know what I mean? Like, especially in their non-conference.
Right.
I know it's a million game versus, you know, 12. But, like, Alabama and some of these teams that Memphis has historically played of late, they're going to be playing Auburn in, a preseason game. You know, you got all these games. Like, they're playing really good teams in the preseason.
Right.
Before the bad part, which is the conference.
You know? Yeah, exactly right.
Tennessee only ranked 18th, by the way.
Yeah, Tennessee is ranked 18th.
People
and a big part of that, by the way, is the fact that they're replacing Ian Maliava on the fly.
People are not high on Tennessee. Like, there's a scenario where Memphis, now, obviously, they're in a much harder conference, but, like, I was in East Tennessee when I did vacation last week and, like, listened to a bit of radio, and people are way, like, the vibes are not great. Like, we got no receivers, you know, defense down, new quarterback. Like, you just assume Tennessee's going to be great.
Right.
But, like, they may not be.
Yeah, it's possible. I mean, I think there is room to you know, fall down a little bit here. So we shall see. But yeah, Memphis is getting votes in the coaches poll, which is a good thing for sure. It's still going to be expected for Memphis to have a great year. I mean, I really do. I think when you get the breaks that they've gotten, I mean, let's just go through this one more time so people understand. You don't play Army.
Right.
You don't play UTSA. Forget here, there, everywhere, green eggs and ham. You don't play them.
So there's nobody we can give our playbook to this year is what you're telling me.
I wouldn't say that. I mean, I think there's still room for that if you've got a bad actor on the team.
We haven't dismissed anybody lately.
You could give Rice anything you wanted, and they still would be Memphis, right?
Yeah, that's
fair. You could give Tulsa anything that you wanted. You could give UAB anything you wanted. Like, Memphis is going to roll out of bed and win 7 games, 8 games. Like, honestly, 8-4 is the minimum with this schedule. I hate to say that. But anything worse than 8-4 is like terrible.
Right. New receiver from Nevada that I saw last week.
Yeah, because like, you know, think about it, bro. Where?
Yeah.
Chattanooga, Georgia
State. Where's your losses? Where are your losses?
Florida Atlantic,
Arkansas,
Tulsa.
Maybe.
I mean, Arkansas, maybe, but you're at home.
Should win that game.
I mean,
you
Tulane,
should win
but
the
you're
game.
At home.
Yeah.
At East Carolina, I can see.
Yeah.
I think Memphis should be 9-3 at worst, and honestly, I think 9-3 is going to possibly, if you win the right ones, it's going to possibly be good enough to get you into the conference championship game.
Right.
I mean, I truly, truly do. So, you know, I don't know. I know that it's a reset at quarterback. I know you're losing a lot of starters, but like with the money that Memphis has, I go back to it every time. Why should we not expect these guys to be in that title game?
It makes sense.
I mean, they got the Nevada receiver, so now Brendan Lewis is more comfortable with a target from last year. Yeah. Like, what are we waiting on? I mean, and again, I do think it's a credit to Ryan Silverfield that he was able to keep running back Sutton Smith, Greg DeRozier. He's able to keep, you know, over the years, right?
Yeah.
He had some graduation
But you have
stuff.
The money to do it, though. Like, now, the quarterback last year was the most miraculous thing. Like, because that's unheard of. Now, a lot of that's probably a girlfriend or just you found the one dude who's the most loyal dude in the world. But, like, that will never happen again.
Oh, like, exactly.
No, that's why it was so sad when
it
all went down.
Yeah, you wanted it to, you know, equate to something, really, in terms of conference championships or even an appearance.
So you got to get it done this year.
Well, I think you got to get it done every year. I don't think there's any additional emphasis on this year.
Right.
I just think every year there needs to be the baseline expectation of, yo, you are the most well-funded, robust team in the league in funding. Act like it.
His contract is a 9 is the auto-renew number for wins?
Yeah.
I mean, you, in theory, signed a contract that you should always automatically get the year, no matter what. Like, you'll end up having – if Memphis
– it might be 8.
Like,
it's 8 or 9.
Okay, so like Memphis in theory has a coach and a contract that the old AD gave him that basically you should never not get renewed. You will have to buy
it. It is 9.
All right. So but I mean, not in this conference.
9-3 is absolutely doable every single season.
Yeah.
I mean, if we went through and we looked at the Sagarin ratings of these teams.
And Jimmy Sexton's a genius.
Great job.
God.
Great job by him for sure.
Lock that in, dog.
We all need an agent like that.
That's great.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, we want a contract that's benefits the university. We will let you have him on an auto-renew basis as long as we get to 9.
I guess Jimmy's argument there would be that his annual salary is not that high.
Comparatively.
Right. And so, you know, which is probably true.
But you'll get it on the back end anyway, though, John. Like,
he'll just get extended into perpetuity.
Yeah, you get extended. Or if they don't want him, like they missed, let's say this year they get, I'm not saying this is happening because they're not getting rid of Ryan Silverfield. They're just not. Too many people love Ryan Silverfield. Let's say he wins 8.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
Like, nobody's getting rid of Ryan Silverfield.
No, not, it's not, not for
a
8.
It's not a conversation. 7 even. Probably not getting rid of Ryan Silverfield.
7 would not be, but I mean, you would really start to talk about a plan, because you know, there I think you have to be a little careful like doing it too quickly.
Yeah.
But coaches have gotten fired for going 6-6 and 6-6 and 6-6 and 6-6.
That's fair. No, I could see that.
That has happened.
I've seen that.
I mean, at some point, if you're like, hey, you're not going to.
Arkansas's living it.
Exactly. And they're going to fire Sam Pittman after this year.
100%.
So I think, like, when you give a guy, because, you know, he's been the coach since 2020. Mm-hmm. When you give a coach 5, 6, 7, 8 years to, like, go win a conference championship, mm-hmm. and he hasn't done it,
right?
It's really not that hard to explain in the next, you know, search. Mm-hmm. It's like, hey, we gave this coach 8 years. He had the most money of anybody in the American, and he never, I'm just stipulating, he never appeared in a conference championship game.
It's just factual.
So you could say, well, yeah, but he won X, but he didn't win the games that he needed to win.
Right.
And we gave him 8 years to do that. You know, I mean,
yeah,
7
it's
years,
fair.
6 years. It's
fair.
So I would not necessarily say that the University of Memphis is married to Ryan Silverfield. If he wins 7 games,
which is weird.
Next year, yes, but if it becomes two two straight years of 7 wins,
then we're looking.
Then I think you absolutely have to say, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Did we just spend $150 million on this stadium to go 7-5 in the American?
Right.
No, I mean that's not the ambition here. Right?
Right.
And honestly, it would reinforce the Big 12's decision as being right to not take your ass.
That's why you need to curb stomp these teams.
Yeah, 100%. Like, you have to, like, go win the games that matter.
Right.
Because the Big 12 looked at you and said, yeah, you know, we don't think there's a lot of value there. And if you keep, and you just hold on to a coach to go 7-5 every single year, that would say, yeah, you're comfortable being, that's not a team or a program that's going full rev share. I'm sorry.
Right.
It's just not. And I need to follow up. We need to follow up on that and see if that's true. Because if it is true, it changes a lot of things, not just for football, but for basketball as well. But I'm a little worried that was just like drunk talk. You know, sometimes, you know, you have a few.
Right.
Say things you don't mean.
The rollout was at the same time when the Big 12 news was coming down, too.
Oh, it was all part of it.
It was a big roll. And I think that they were also surprised by that, too. Like, whoa, we got rejected, and then now we're doing full rev share, $20 million.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that's just like, you know, liquid courage.
Getting
a little caught up in the heat of the moment.
Well, and I do think, though, I will say this, John, like, if you're going to be joining the Big 12, before you join the Big 12, you do need to be doing rev share, right?
Oh, well, no doubt.
And that has to be in place.
But like, my question, we have not heard from, you know, Ed Scott or the administration since this all went down. But my question would be, was that contingent?
Right.
Like,
I see.
Full rev share contingent upon you going to be, are you okay with just being a half rev share?
As a non-power.
Right. Or are you going to try to do that still? Because I would say it is worth it for you to be that.
Right.
Especially in basketball, right? Because if you tell me, and again, he talked about the Kansas situation, and he said we'll be on par with Kansas at about $4-4.5 million a year, but he didn't say we're going to go over Kansas. So I'm just trying to sort of parse through all of this, like, what was what about that offer? You know, again, I think basketball needs that infusion of money because it's very hard to keep up in college basketball in 2025. But we don't know. We haven't talked to him. I'm hopeful that at some point we can catch up with Ed Scott because there are some good things happening, right? Memphis football is relevant.
Sure.
You know, they got a good home schedule. They got a great home schedule.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, like, it's the opposite of Memphis basketball.
It's really good.
Memphis basketball don't have a damn game. They got nothing over there. I think they have Vandy maybe this year. And then I think Baylor starts here.
Yeah,
so
UNLV,
they do have that.
It'll be light.
Oh, UNLV. I mean, that's pastor's return. So there's something
that'll
there.
That'll help. The pastor angle will help.
But yeah, so I think it's all setting up for Memphis. They should have a really good year, and, you know, we shall see. But they are receiving votes the most of anybody in the American. So,
They should. And they're picked fourth in their conference at the media thing. Or no, they didn't have a media vote, did they?
No.
There's just odds.
That was just price. Yeah,
exactly. You did a pricing situation
right.
on your show.
That's right.
And so, that was fourth in the odds makers?
Let me just check. Let me see. I wonder if
has
the coach
changed at all based on this poll?
You know, you always have to the odds change.
Ah.
You know, you always have
our
to.
Our gambling lines might have changed for our internal Jason and John poll.
The last I checked, they were fourth, though. So,
okay. All right.
You know.
Best odds to win the American?
And I'm just using, like, to win the American.
Okay.
Yeah, it's still plus 500.
It didn't change
Caesars,
based on
their
the coaches
still.
Poll.
Yeah.
So the coaches didn't influence the market at all.
No, if you want to be, you know, I think plus 225 to make it is not bad. Because again, like, you don't play UTSA, you don't play Army, and every other team you do play, you play at home. Tulane's at home, Navy's at home, South Florida's at home. So, I
like that bet.
I think +225, plus chicken, as the kids say. Right. You know, getting that at Caesars, I think it's a, you know, nice little sweat there. But, you know, again, you're having to sort of, do you believe in Brendan Lewis? Do you believe in the new look? Mm-hmm. Do you believe in all that? I mean, that's something you got to figure out. But I just think the league is so bad, and everybody's resetting a little bit, right? I kind of just think it'll be Tulane in Memphis. Mm-hmm. That's just what I believe. You know, Navy. If you were a 9-point favorite against them on the road last year. I know you lost a game outright, but you know that's what the market perceived you as, right, as being 9 points. You know, so now you're going to get that game back here in Memphis. I know they're bringing back Horvath, but you should still be able to handle that. In my view, I think Memphis will be a favorite in that game, and I think they should win. So anyway, the coaches poll is out. Memphis is not number one. That would be Texas, but they are receiving votes, which I think
RV.
Good for 34th.